Adrian Jensen established the Creative Writing Program at Whitirea Polytechnic 20 years ago, and she continues to teach fiction and editing there. She's an author of fiction herself, non-fiction and poetry, and she's worked a great deal among immigrants in New Zealand and has used that experience to very good stead in the work that she's written previously. Two novels, Spirit Writing and Floating the Fish on Bamboo, a collection of poetry, and she's also just recently published The Crescent Moon, The Asian Face of Islam in New Zealand, with photography by Arns Westra. But today we're going to talk about her latest novel called The Score, and about an exciting new venture that Whitirea Polytechnic have embarked upon, having their own printing, publishing business. Welcome, Adrian.
Thank you.
Now, The Score, let's talk about the book first, because it's the most unusual premise for a book, really, a broken grand piano.
Yes, it is. It is, actually. It's quite odd, isn't it? I also think the idea of a grand piano falling from a crane outside a block of council flats is probably a bit unusual as well, although, in fact, there are grand pianos in council flats, and, of course, pianos do fall off cranes and other things like that. But, that's what the book starts with, a piano falling off a crane.
Yeah, well, it starts and ends with a piano on a crane, doesn't it? And it's the journey between those two images that's of great interest here. You've taken the piano is real, it's not just a metaphorical device, but it brings together a whole group of very unusual people, and again, using your great knowledge and experience of immigrants in New Zealand, a group of very diverse people from many different cultures.
Mm. Well, I think in a way I suppose they're unusual, but part of the thing that drove this book was I had an idea about writing a collection of collected short stories about people who live in council flats, because there's one block of council flats in Wellington that I've been in and out of quite a lot. And I think in lots of blocks of council flats and in lots of inner city areas now, you get very diverse groups of people, and people who knock up against each other, who have very different backgrounds. And so I think that's part of inner city life, I think, for a lot of cities now, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. And it's a wonderful place to start, isn't it? Why are they there? How are they adjusting? What secrets have they got?
That's right. Well, they all have very kind of checkered lives and odd pasts, and do we believe what they say about themselves or not? But also I think there is often a sense of loss. I think that people change countries, and often a lot of what they were before tends to disappear, because we don't see that, those of us who are here, and it takes quite a long time to rebuild that. So I think there's a sense of loss. But I also like to think that the book's about kindness.
Yes.
Well, I mean, kindness isn't very cool these days as a subject for a book, but I think it is also about that.
Yes, there's towards the end of the book, and I was finishing it yesterday, there's a bit in there about kindness, and I thought, yes, this is a very strong theme in this book, is about people being gentle with one another and being kind. And often sometimes it's very hard to be kind, because you're feeling it you're not feeling like you want to be kind to other people.
No, and also I think in a lot of those kind of environments there's also quite a level of hostility, and, you know, there's violence and there's petty crime and there are all those other things go on as well. So I think there really is a mix of all of those. Well, I hope there's a mix of all of those things in the book.
Yes, there is. Well, let's start with your main protagonist, if you like, is Stefan, who is in fact a very accomplished piano restorer and tuner. Mm-hmm. And this piano represents a possibility for him to get himself on a much better footing. He's an illegal immigrant. He's come from he's running away from something, and this piano is so important to him to try and establish himself and get himself feeling a bit more at ease in his new country.
That's right. I mean, he is in a lot of trouble, and this piano was supposed to get him out of that trouble, but in fact it's created a whole heap more trouble for him, and so there's a lot at stake. There's a lot at stake for him in being able to rebuild this piano, which is apparently unbuildable. And I did have a lot of help in writing this book from a very accomplished piano technician called Serge Grandchamp. I couldn't have written it without him. And we talked quite a lot about how a grand piano actually can be so easily damaged in a very minor way. So there was a lot of interest for me, actually, in learning a lot about grand pianos and learning about a lot of the technical side of grand pianos, because I really needed to get my head around that in order to be able to write this novel.
And there's I was going to say it's obviously representative too of the wrecked lives that people have, and how delicate a task it is to try and get them back in harmony.
I suppose it is. I had never actually thought about it like that. I mean, that sounds odd. I hadn't thought about it in that kind of symbolic way. I'd sort of thought about it more as a kind of event. You know, something happened that happens that, that, you know, when it happens in that kind of environment, everybody will talk about it and everybody will be very curious, and everybody will want to stick their oar in and know about it and be helpful, even if they're not helpful. But I guess you're right. It does also, I guess, reflect the nature of those sort of slightly shambolic lives, really.
It's very easy to sort of take the metaphor on and say they're out of tune with each other and have to learn to play together. But we can leave that in this stage. But he does. You've got a wonderful cast of characters there, and they're all totally believable. I mean, they're not caricatures at all. They're the sort of people you can imagine have fetched up on these shores, and they've got their own talents that actually come to be very useful to Stefan. Even the children, the young people in the story, have something that they can offer.
Oh well, that's good. I have actually spent a lot of time with people who've come to New Zealand from other places, and I've just always been really interested in that. The way in which we kind of knock up against each other, and I guess I've listened to a lot of stories, so I'm very grateful for that, because I think when you listen to people's stories, they do actually shift your head, you know, they shift your perspective, and they make you see things a little bit differently. And yeah, I feel very grateful for having had that opportunity, actually.
Well, Stefan couldn't have got the outcome that he does without the input of all this motley crowd, really, could he?
And no, I mean, that's right. That's the ironic thing, that this motley crowd, who are really, in a sense, all appear to be initially quite useless.
Yes, and dangerous, some
useful
of them.
Yes.
But they all contribute in a very very real way and a very believable, credible way to the outcome. Did you actually start with an image? Have you seen an image of a grand piano smashing off, falling off a crane?
Actually, I haven't. And the really odd thing about this novel to me is that I have no idea where that idea came from. It came under a bit of pressure. I was going to do a weekend workshop on starting a novel with a bunch of people. Didn't have an idea, which sounds really odd. And the Friday night before that weekend, I sat down and wrote that first chapter. And I really have no idea where it came from, which is very, it's odd to me, because I think, you know, your head does, you know, you store stuff away and then it sifts and sorts it and pulls stuff out, and then you think, oh, yes, I remember that. But I actually have no memory of seeing a grand piano falling off a crane or or anything like that. So it's a bit of a mystery to me too where this idea came from. But once I had the idea, I quite liked it.
Yes, well,
so I went with it.
It's a very arresting image, and I can just imagine the noise too. Would have been quite horrific.
Well, you know, I did actually arrange to go and see a piano being moved, actually being lifted from an upstairs flat on a crane onto the truck. And because I really wanted to see how all of that happened. And oddly enough, the day that I went, the weather turned absolutely terrible, and it was a total Wellington gale. And they had the piano out there on the crane, and then at the last minute they decided not to
risk it.
Use it.
Yeah.
So not, they couldn't move it. So that was my experience of watching a crane.
How very useful. Adrian, just to finish, tell me about Escalator Press.
Oh, well, this is something that the Federated Creative Writing Program have started. We've timed it to coincide with the 20th anniversary of the program, which we think is good timing. And it's something we've thought about for a long time. We've had something over 120 books published by graduates of this program. And, of course, because we haven't had our own press, they aren't immediately identified with us. And I, in a way, I don't think that matters. But increasingly, we've looked at the changes going on in the publishing industry, and, of course, there are major changes going on. And we felt as though it was the right time to launch a small press, which would give some opportunities to both graduates of this program and staff, people who've had a connection with it, because we know there are some really excellent manuscripts out there that maybe won't find a publisher now. And so it felt like the right time, and we've set it up on a quite different funding model. You know, it's got a different way of operating, and so all of that's been very interesting to work out because we're setting it up for the long term. So, yeah, in a way it feels a bit brash at this time when publishing is in such
closing down, yes.
Such a state of change. But we're very confident about it, actually, and it's exciting.
Well, I wish you good luck with it. I think it's a very brave and a great gesture and of confidence in both what Fitzroy are doing and New Zealand writing. So thank you.
Thank you.
Adrian's book is called The Score. It's published by Escalator Press.